That you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program occurs every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and unperishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Sunday, July the 28th, during our 11:30 service, Johnson Temple will be celebrating Family and Friends Day. Immediately following this service, food will be served. The community is invited. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Bishop James W. Proctor, prelate of the historical First Jurisdiction of Louisiana Church of God in Christ. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. Again, that number is 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The grass withereth and the flowers faded. The word of our God stands forever. This is the word of God.
Yes,
you may be seated in God's sight. As you take your seat, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Tonight.
Tonight.
The bishop is going to preach to us from the subject, it is possible.
It is possible.
Rich bishop.
You see, I remember when I was sent out to pastor.
Yes.
We got kingdom work to do. I remember when I was sent out to pastor.
Yes.
when we arrived at the little church on the corner of Pellerin and DeRosa Avenue in Jenneret, Louisiana, we found 10 people. We found a church in need of repairs. We found these faithful adult members, 9 children and youth, my wife and my son, and myself, a total of 22. We had a big space heater in the center of the floor. We had crude man-made pews that were stained with mahogany stain, but they didn't have any seal on it. If you sat down on them, you got up with mahogany on you. Yes, we had the great big black upright piano against the wall. We had leaks in the roof and crude man-made pulpit stand with a sheet wrapped around it. But despite all of these inequities, we had this magnificent dream of a church situated on several acres of land and a large membership with several staff members. This dream was reality to me, but I found myself blocked by obstructions. We found ourselves going under rather than building up. We found ourselves becoming discouraged. And I know what it's like to have a dream and see negatives obstructed with sharp statements of discouragement. We know what it's like to have great ideas crushed by insensitive people. We know what it's like to have an all-consuming ambition to do something great for Christ, but find ourselves hemmed in by small-thinking people and people who cannot see the vision. I know what it is like to feel handicapped with no money, few members, lack of property, and impossible thinking people. But despite all of this, we held on. And in our hearts, the words, "It is possible," continued to speak encouragement to us and kept us pressing forward. As I cling to the words of Jesus, who says, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Only then would we give Jesus complete command in the leadership of his church and of our lives. Obstacles seemed to vanish and the pathway open, and success was granted by God. Now God is ready to take us to the next level of ministry. I'm here tonight saying to you, that's where we are. That's where we stand. We're at that point now where God is ready to take us to the next level in ministry. We have to believe in our hearts and in our minds that it is possible for us to make that next move. It's possible for us to go to the next level. It's possible for God to take us and use us in his service. It brings us to our text: with God, all things are possible. Tell your neighbor, it's possible.
It's possible.
At this time, the devil is trying to plant seeds of doubt and cause God's people to be fearful of goals that seem impossible. The church is taking on the convention of wisdom that says, play it safe. Don't take any chances. But a wisdom beyond our own says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. See, we need a faith. We need a faith that is reliant. That faith that we need in God. The psalmist says over in Psalm 37 and 6, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and what will happen? He shall bring it to pass. We must depend with a holy and a trustful reliance on God, just like David when he said in 1 Samuel 17 and 37, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hands of this Philistine giant. We have to believe that God can do it, and we must rely on God to help us do what he's told us we can do. Not only must it be reliant, but our faith must be unstaggering. We can't staggle at the promises of God. God promised it, we must move forward and believe that it can be done. And accept the fact that it can be done. But it can't happen if I don't move out. If I don't take the next step, it can't happen. If I don't do what it takes to make it happen, it will not happen. I must believe that God will make it happen. So Abraham, over in Romans chapter 4 and 20, it says Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving the glory to God. Without doubt is the key to God's promise. We must not doubt God. We must believe that with God,
all
things. I thought you were catching on. We must believe that with God,
all
of the disciples had fished all night and caught nothing. When Jesus told them to launch into the deep and let down their nets, Peter didn't doubt. He said, but at thy word, I will let the net down. When he let those nets down, what happened? The nets came up so full, it broke the net. We have to believe God and move out and do what God tells us to do. God told us to do it, he will bring it to pass. He will let it happen for each of us. It must persevere. Our faith must persevere. Persist in the face of God's denials and delays. God will sometimes say, wait. God will sometimes say, not now.
That's right.
He says, not your time. It's not your season.
Yes.
But you can't give up because he said that it's not your time and your season. Don't be so impatient that you can't wait on God.
Amen.
Job waited on the Lord. Why can't I?
Yes,
I think we need to learn how to wait sometimes. Let God work it out.
Yes.
We get so impatient and believe that we can make it happen. You can't make anything happen. Matter of fact, when you go trying to force it, God messed you up. He let you go under. Then you have to be praying your way out. Trying to get back on top again. We have to learn how to let God have his way. Don't just ask once and stop. Don't let anyone discourage you. Don't give up easily. We must learn a lesson from the Syrophoenician woman who pressed Christ for her daughter's healing. Nothing could stop her from coming. The disciples were harsh to her. They tried to send her away. The rudeness of Jesus when he refused to answer her. Nothing could cause this lady to become discouraged, but she continued to come and press her way, trying to get an answer from Jesus, trying to get Jesus to heal her daughter. And we must understand that we must press. Let's not let anything stop us. Keep on pressing. If God said he's going to let you grow the church, don't let anybody say it's not going to grow. You got to keep on pressing. He said he's going to add members to the church. You can't say, well, there are no members around here to be added. You must keep on pressing. Hallelujah, because the members are out there somewhere. If God said he's going to give you members in the church, you can't stand up and say, well, I can't see it now. You got to believe that God has them somewhere. You must believe like Abraham believed, that God will supply. Hallelujah. The sun said, Dad, I see everything. We have everything. But I don't see the sacrificial lamb. And Abraham said, don't worry about it, son. God will provide. You have to believe that God has an answer for you tonight. If you believe that God has the answer, keep on pressing. As you press, things will happen. The voice of fear says self-preservation is the first law of nature. But the voice of faith says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The voice of fear says, don't start what you cannot finish. But the voice of faith says, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Tell God, yes. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is a required prerequisite for anything to become possible. Paul said, as he writes in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, that's the ingredient we need to please God. That's the ingredient we need to press forward. That's the ingredient we need to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish. We must not let anything stop us from pressing forward. God said, I'm able. I can do all things. There's nothing impossible with me. I'm afraid to tell you today that God is willing to do everything that he said he would do. And if you believe it, he will bring it to pass. Man has to believe that God is there, and he's there in order. You can believe that it is impossible. You must believe that God can make it possible. The church is not a church until God is present. And I must accept the truth of the Bible and the hymn that says, without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I will fail. Without God, I'll be drifting like a ship without a sail. Tell God, yes, we have to believe that God is there. Tell God, yes, because without God, the church is as a ship without a rudder. Without God, the church is a structure to be seen, but not a story to be told. Without God, the church is a building with no one to believe. Without God, the church is a showpiece of ecclesiastical relevance. Without God, the church is a museum of monumental the sounding glass and tingling cymbals. Because God is there, he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. I want you to say to your neighbor, it is possible. It is possible to win the battle. It is impossible to grow our church. It's possible to bring healing. It's possible for God to work miracles. It's possible for God to do the unknown. It's possible for God to make it happen today. Tell God, yes. Do you love him today? If you love him, shout glory! Glory to God! Because God is there, he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. That's why the three words ring out. It is possible, because God is there. Keep God in the plan, and he will let it happen for you. When Moses was at the Red Sea, he didn't throw the towel in. He said, God, I have obstacles on every side. But Moses, God, spoke to him and said, what is that in your hand? Moses said, I have a rod. He said, well, do something with it. When he lifted the waters congealed. And Israel's like children were able to walk on dry land to the other side. And one commentator said, when they were walking through on dry land, the fish were in the water looking at them as they walked through. And the old one fish said to another one, man, look at God. God is doing the miraculous. He's moving the waters back for these people to walk across to the other side. I'm afraid that if you let God use you, you people will be saying about you that God is performing the miraculous over there at Johnson Timber. God is performing the miraculous over at Agape. God is performing the miraculous over at Pentecostal Temple. God is doing a great thing where I'm planted, because I believe God, because I trust God, because I know God is able. He's able. He's able to do what no other power can do. Let me close telling you the story of Joshua. Joshua was one of those who were among the 12 spies who were sent into the land. When God denied the entrance into the promised land of everybody else, he said, but my servants, Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit. They had a different spirit. See, the others had a spirit that said, we can't do it. But Joshua and Caleb said, it is possible. We can do it. Caleb said, give me this mountain. I can take it right now. Tell God, yes. Joshua said, if we go,
God will go with us. Tell God, yes. We have to understand that when they refuse to move forward, God gave them a sentence. Their sentence was, you cannot enter the promised land after 38 years of wandering around Mount Seir. God told them it's time now to turn northward. The only two adults that were adults at that time, the only two that were able to go into the promised land were Joshua and Caleb. And when they went into the promised land, when they got there, they had an obstacle. The first obstacle was the wall of Jericho. That wall was standing tall. They were sitting high. If people on the other side were looking at them, laughing at them, they were the Pharisees, the Canaanites, all of those Isaacites. They were in the land. They were occupying the land, but the land didn't belong to them. The land belonged to the children of Israel, and they were ready to take their land, and they moved at the unction of God as they walked into the land. The obstacle was the wall of Jericho. God told Joshua, he said, here's the what I want you to do. It's impossible for you to break the wall down. But God says, it's possible for me to bring the wall down. I want you to just walk in for 6 days. Just walk around the wall. But on the seventh day, I want you to march around that wall 7 times. And I'm going to tell you what to do after the seventh time around. They went in the first day. They walked around 1 time, and then they walked away. The second day, they walked around and walked away. The third day, they walked around and walked away. The third and fourth day, the fifth day, they did the same thing. On the sixth day, they marched around and walked away. You can imagine those ites and kites. They were looking up there, looking at them, laughing at them, making fun at them, saying they don't know what to do. They're confused. They don't know how to get in. But on that seventh day, on the seventh day, say the seventh day, say the seventh day, on the seventh day, Joshua gave them instructions. He said, we're going to march around 7 times. After the seventh time, I'm going to tell you to shout. I want you to shout to the top of your voice. When you shout, God's going to show us that with him, all things are possible. The wall will come down. Tell God, yes. Tell him, yes. As they marched around the first and second time, they were laughing at him. The third and fourth time, they were laughing at them. The fifth time, they got a little trouble in their mind because they didn't know what was going on. The sixth time, they got troubled in their mind. They said that wall was wide enough for both chariots to get side by side and ride around on the wall. But these men was believing God was going to bring that wall down. And on that seventh time, they marched around the wall. And when they marched around, Joshua gave the signal, and everybody shouted. I don't know what they shouted, but they might have just said, hallelujah. They might have given him the highest praise. He might have said, Shabbat, God. When they Shabbat, God, the walls began to fall down. And everybody realized that the God we serve can do anything but fail. The God we serve can find that mantle for you. The God we serve can make a way out of no way. The God we serve can bring everything to success for us. We must understand that the God that we serve is an able God. He's able. He's able to do the impossible. He's able to fight any battle. He's able to open any door. He's able. Your name is their neighbor. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. I believe God is working it out for you. He's working it out for you. He's working it out for you. Whatever you need him to do tonight, jump to your feet and say, God, I believe you. I believe you. If it's for your healing, say, I believe you for my healing. If it's for your deliverance, I believe you for my deliverance. If it's for that job, say, I believe you for my job. Whatever it is, shout it right now. Shout it and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Shout glory. As we all stand, as we're standing tonight, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? What do you want from God? What do you want from him? Whatever you want from him, I'm going to tell you, shout. You shout with your mouth. You see, you dance with your feet. But you shout with your mouth. If you want something from God, you got to shout it out. Whatever it is you want from him. Whatever you want from him tonight. I want you to shout it out. Do it right now. Shout it out. Don't say it quiet. Shout it out. Huh? Glory. Glory. You shouted it? You told him what you wanted? I want everybody in this building to be obedient. I want everybody to shout hallelujah. I want you to say it a little louder, hallelujah. When I was a principal, I would hear my cheerleader saying, say it a little bit louder. I can't hear you. Say it a little louder. Can I hear you? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Come on, shouting on the mountaintop. Let the world know that you believe God. You believe God is able. Right now. I'm going to pray for him. God's going to do it right now. To do it. And when he does it, I want you to do it again too. Let God take you into a praise. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, everyone in here who's standing, they made a request known to you. And right now, Lord, I want you to do it for me. I want you to let it come to pass. Let them know that you've done it. Let them know that you have done it. And it will be known by the way they praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let it happen right now. Because with you, all things are possible. There is nothing too hard for you. And God, somebody's crying out for a job. Somebody's crying out for a way to be made. Someone is crying out for that home. Whatever that is that you need from God, God is saying, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the word that you've given to us for your people. Thank you for this word that you've allowed me to preach to them. God, I want you to let this word not return void, but let it take root in the fertile soil of every heart. Somebody here tonight, Lord, made a decision for him. Somebody made a decision that they're going to go all the way with you. Someone made a decision that they're going to walk with you in true holiness. Somebody made the decision that they want to live and commit their way to you, put their trust in you, and watch you bring it to pass in their life. In the name of Jesus, Lord.